Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to, my goodness, I don't even know what I'm saying, do I? Good morning and welcome to the Flavor of Jazz with Lady Flavor. This is one of my favorite times every Sunday morning when it's quiet. Generally, I'm here at work and I want to play jazz, you know, so I decided why not start a show and just play it. And maybe some will come and listen and maybe some jazz artists will send you some music and, you know, just do it. And so that's what I did. This is maybe about my fourth show. And I'm just going to keep it going because if nothing else, I love listening to the tracks that I receive from the variety of jazz artists from around the world. I'm going to start out today's show with a piece by Antonio Ferrara, and this is going to be Quiet. Thank you. All right, we've started out today's Flavor of Jazz with Antonio Ferraro with his piece, Quiet. And Antonio comes to us from Rome, Italy. He's really wanting to come to the Pacific Northwest and do a show. And if there's any possibilities that I can work that out, I want to put on a jazz show myself and have Antonio come over. So I'm going to keep you over there in that region of the world. And I'm going to play a piece for you by Fabio Mignola, who comes to us from Switzerland with his piece called Take Me Higher. was Fabio Magnola with his piece, Take Me Away, and Fabio is out in Switzerland. Now I'm going to bring you to the Pacific Northwest and play one of the busiest jazz artists out here in Seattle, Washington, and his name is Michael Powers, and I'm going to play Sensual Seduction.
So what is soul? Beats that make your head nod. Words that can break the toughest woman down. But don't sleep on Big Snoop. Even gangsters gotta get their love in. Thank you.
That was Michael Powers with his piece, Sensual Seductions. Now I want to take you out to Detroit, Michigan, and play an artist that I work very, very closely with, and I'm very proud to be on his team, and play his song, Melodocracy, which is being played around the United States and honestly around the globe. Right, that was John D. Green Sr. with his piece, Melodocracy, and I blew it. I didn't even say his name before. I apologize, John. But this piece is being played around the United States and over in Germany right now. I want to play a piece by a young lady. I'm really hoping to have her on one of my shows very, very soon. This is Ava Lamert, and I'm actually going to play one of her vocal pieces, but she is an amazing saxophone player. And I'm going to play Since I Fell for You. tonight. That was Miss Ava Lamert from Sacramento, California, with her rendition, I Fell For You. And she was not only the vocals on that piece, she was also the saxophone player. Now I want to take you down to Louisiana and play a piece by Ian Villafana, who is originally from Trinidad, and play his piece, Lovers Come, Lovers Go. Ian Villafana with Lovers Come, Lovers Go. And again, Ian is out of the Louisiana area. Now I want to take you to Alabama and play a piece by Lloyd Watts. And I had asked Lloyd if he would stop by the show today and promote his new CD, but he was off to church. Totally understand that. But Lloyd has a new CD, which is called 4918. It is available, I believe, on CD Baby and iTunes, and just look up Lloyd Watson, L-O-Y-D, Watson. And I'm going to play, Let's Get It Together. That was Lloyd Watson with Let's Get To It from Alabama. Now I'm going to take you down to San Diego, California, and play a piece by Patrick Yandel, and I'm going to play Fade to Black. Right, that was Patrick Yandel with Fade to Black. Now I'm going to take you down to Kansas and play a piece by a dear friend of mine. And this is probably the first piece that I heard of his. This is Stephen Jerome Ferguson with Smooth. Thank you. We were just listening to Stephen Jerome Ferguson's piece called Smooth. Now I want to take you out to Detroit, Michigan again and play a piece by Brian O'Neill. Brian is an independent jazz artist. He has worked very, very hard to make some moves, and he has made some, yet he will still consider himself a struggling and hardworking, striving to do much more as an artist. But he is also a humanitarian. He has a big heart and a big desire to do something about the homeless population, not only in the Michigan area, but across the United States and around the globe. He has created a foundation, which is called the Do Foundation, where there are an amazing board of directors over there. There is an amazing group of volunteers around the United States that are getting involved. There are people donating to help Brian and his group be able to create packages. And while Brian is out on the road traveling and performing, and he does travel also and performs with Kim, he always stops and takes the time to, you know, have a meal with a homeless person. He has also been known to give up a room, his hotel room, to a homeless person, you know, or gives them some time and listens to their story and tries to just let them know that they really matter. Homelessness is something that is very important to me. I work at an agency where I am right now as I do this show, which is called Friends of Youth. And we work here at this particular location with homeless youth, and we provide them temporary housing in hopes to give them some skills and opportunities to move on to having their own home. And we've been very, very successful in the 2 years that I've been here at this program. But again, I want to play a piece by Brian O'Neill, and this is one of his pieces that he put in the documentary of when he himself went out on the streets and lived as a homeless person, and this is Dreams in Color. Thank you. All right, that was Brian O'Neill with his beautiful piece called Dreams in Color. Now I'm going to take you down to California and play a piece by a jazz vocalist, and this is Shoshana Bean with Hungover.
One kiss from you is too many. A thousand is never enough. I keep thinking I've got this under control, but I'm powerless to your touch. The high's not worth the way it feels to fall. Fall's not worth the way it feels to fly. I'm hungover from loving you. I got my daddy's blood running through me. I never learned when to say when. I take 12 steps away, one day at a time, but I end up back at one again. The high's not a word, the way falls not worth the way it feels to fly. Hey.
That was Shoshana Bean with Hungover. Now I'm going to play a piece by saxophonist Alfonso Blackwell, and this is Dance to This. Again, that was Alfonso Blackwell with Dance to This. Now I'm going to bring you back up here to the Pacific Northwest and play a piece by The Goody Bag, and this is called Train.
Thank you.
that was the goodie bag with their piece called Train. I want to actually scroll up here and find an artist that, you know, I don't think she gets enough recognition. I don't even think that she puts herself out there enough as an actual singer. She has an amazing, amazing voice. And let me just scroll down here and find where I uploaded her. But she sang at my 50th birthday, and she's a powerhouse. And I know that when she got up on the stage and people heard her sing, they were just kind of blown away because it wasn't something that they were expecting. And I know that I'm rambling. I know that I'm rambling, but I'm just trying to find her. And this is Ariana Lancastria, and I'm going to play her rendition of My Man. That's my girl Ariana Lancastria with her rendition of My Man. Powerful voice, right? Don't you think? And let me scroll down and just keep bringing you a few more sounds before the show is over. I want to thank everybody, though, that tuned in today to listen to this show live. You are listening to the Flava Jazz on Flava News Radio. I created the show in some ways for myself because I love jazz. And it's the perfect sound that I want to hear on a Sunday morning while I'm at work. I know this is not necessarily the best time for everybody because many go out and worship during this hour and totally respect that. But I would hope that you would come back and listen to the archives and also let others know about the fact that I've created the Flava of Jazz. I am going to schedule this to do on a evening. Haven't quite figured out which night would be best to work around my schedule, but that is definitely something that's going to be coming very, very soon in the very near future. Now I'm just going to play some more tracks from some more jazz artists from around the United States and around the globe. And this is a piece by Brian Jett, and it's called Time to Get to Phoenix. Thank you. That was Brian Jett's beautiful rendition of By the Time I Get to Phoenix. And Brian is out of Kentucky. Now I'm going to take you down to St. Louis, Missouri, and play a piece by Rod Tate. And this is Red Beans and Rice.
Thank you.
All right, that was Red Beans and Rice by Rod Tate coming to us out of St. Louis, Missouri. Now I'm going to take you down to Tennessee and play a piece by an amazing man and an amazing artist. And I just love his spirit and his soul. And this is Ralph Lofton Jr., and I'm going to play I Want It All.
Thank you.
All right, that was Ralph Lofton Jr. with his piece, I Want It All. Again, I want to thank everybody who tuned in to listen to the show live, to those that hung out in the chat room, and to those that come back and check out the archives of the Flavor of Jazz. If you are a jazz artist and you would love to have your sound heard on the Flavor of Jazz, along with the other shows that I do through Flavor News Radio, please feel free to send your EPK, at least an artist bio, and your MP3s to radio@flavornews.com. I'm going to close out the show today with a piece by Black Eyes coming to us out of Ohio, and this piece is called 3D.
I think I ought to hit him up with this 3D.
Man, I don't know.
Hell yeah, man. Go ahead and do that.
Black Eyes with 3D. Again, you've been listening to The Flavor of Jazz on Flavor News Radio.